Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another time of refreshing in your holy presence. Thank you for all the previous broadcasts, for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom. We thank you for all manners of healing, all manners of deliverance you have given unto your people. And we say glory, honor, adoration be unto you, our God, our Maker. Father, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands, Lord. We pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us. You will speak to our situations. And at the end of the day, Lord, there will be salvation of souls, there will be healing, there will be deliverance. And above all, Lord Jehovah God, your name and only your name will be glorified. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that indeed the Lord will grant you the strength to command your day. That indeed that which the Lord has programmed for you for this day, you will receive of them in the name of Jesus. You will not be denied your heavenly blessings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Today I'll be sharing with you what I titled, Be Prepared While Waiting. While waiting on God for the manifestation of His promises in your life, brothers and sisters, we need to be prepared. And I'm going to use the text from Matthew 25. Verse 1 to 13. Matthew 25, reading from verse 1 to 13. The Bible says, then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, since there will be not enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourself. And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. And afterward the other virgin came also, saying, Lord, open to us. But he answered, truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, from that passage that we read, we can see that there are two classes of people in this world. Those who are classified as being wise and those who are classified as being foolish. The foolish and the wise, their classification is based on what they did or what they failed to do. I pray that you will not be classified amongst the foolish ones in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to know that from that passage, all the virgins, both the wise and the foolish, they all started at the same level. They all started at the same level in the sight of God. We are all equal. And God is ready to give each one of us his blessings, that which he has ordained for us. But what we do or what we fail to do will determine the extent to which he can bless us. In this passage that we have read here, we can see that while the wise one had flask of oil, the foolish ones fail to have their flags of oil. There is a preparation that precedes having to receive the blessings of God. I pray that indeed you will be prepared for your blessings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can see in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32, Deuteronomy 32 reading from verse 28, it says, "For they are a nation void of counsel, and there is no understanding in them. If they were wise, they would understand this, and they would discern their later end." Brothers and sisters, you need to be classified among the wise. Do that which you need to do. Carry the flask of oil. And that flask of oil means that you are preparing. You are ready for the eventual arrival of the bridegroom. That when the bridegroom comes, you will have enough oil in your lamp to light the place. Brothers and sisters, I want us to know that every one of us, we have our weaknesses. Everyone had our weaknesses. From that passage, we can see that both the wise and the foolish, all of them were tired. All of them slept off. Brothers and sisters, don't ever make the mistake that you are the only one waiting on God for answer to your prayers. Every one of us is waiting for one thing or the other. But when he's going to answer us, we don't know. But what do we do while we are waiting? We keep on praying. We keep on praying. We keep on focusing on him. We keep on preparing our mind to receive. The wise virgins already know that, they prepare their mind that in case the oil finishes, in case there is a long delay, and as a result of that, they had their flask with oil. But the foolish ones, they were not prepared. Preparation helps us to be able to achieve that which God has set for us. And I pray that will be your portion in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want us to know that delay doesn't necessarily mean that it's a denier. Delay doesn't mean it's a denier. When you have delay, God has a reason for doing everything. He has a reason why you are the one that is considering it as a delay. But it doesn't mean that in the sight of God is a delay. It just means that the time has not come. This time has not come. When the time comes, God will visit you. So at times we are always in a hurry. We are more hurrier than God. But brothers and sisters, God that created us, he has a plan for us. He has a wonderful and a glorious plans for us. And those plans will certainly come to pass if only we are prepared for it. The book of Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." So brothers and sisters, while you are waiting, do not give up. While you are waiting, do not give up. Do not give up because you do not know when God is going to answer you. All you need to do is to continue to seek his face. Continue to do the good you are doing. Continue to be prepared. Whatever you need to do to prepare for the arrival of that miracle that you are waiting for, continue to do it. And as you do it, the Lord will honor your faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your faith be visible. You see, it's visible faith that God honors. Let that faith be visible. And how do you get your faith visible? By being prepared. Like those wise virgins, they had their flasks filled with oil. So that no matter how long the groom comes, they will have enough oil in their lamp. So be prepared. Another thing I want us to know is that when we are talking about the blessings, the opportunities that comes our way, it usually comes at an expected time. You see, in the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 39, it says, "But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Our Lord Jesus Christ is coming, I know some people have been saying that all these white people are everywhere. Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, and yet Jesus has not come. Brothers and sisters, you are just supposed to continue to be prepared for his arrival. Continue to live a life of righteousness. Continue to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Tell people about the goodness of God. Continue to do the good things you are currently doing. Continue to pray. Continue to fast. Continue as you do that. Live the time he is going to come. The key thing is that when Jesus comes, how will he meet you? Will he meet you prepared or will he meet you unprepared? Brothers and sisters, waiting for the arrival of our Lord Jesus Christ, waiting for the arrival of that miracle is the same thing. Just continue to live that life of righteousness. And as you do so, when he comes, when he brings his blessings for you, then you'll be able to receive it. And in the same vein, when our Lord Jesus Christ comes, he's going to find you to be able to be raptured. And I pray that indeed you'll be rapturable in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 says, therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fail. Your calling, what has God called you to do? What is it that God has laid in your heart to do in his church? What are you doing? How prepared? That is part of your preparation. What are you doing in the house of God? Are you just coming to warm the seat or you are doing something? Let him not come and find you idle. Let him not come and find you unprepared. Let him not come and find that the purpose for which he has placed you in that assembly, you have refused to fulfill that purpose, because the gift he has given you, that gift is not just for fun. That gift is supposed to be used for the body of Christ, for his kingdom work. And how well are you using that gift for his kingdom work? We need to ask ourselves. That is part of our preparation. You have to be prepared. When Jesus comes, when he comes, let him find you ready. When he's ready to give you that blessings, that promise that he has made for you, let him find that you are ready to receive it. And it's those who are ready that will receive it. I pray that your blessings will not be denied you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Proverbs 13 verse 4 says, the soul of the sluggard craves and get nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. So brothers and sisters, do not be categorized as one of the lazy people. Do not be categorized as one of the foolish people. Do not be categorized as those who are not diligent. You need to be diligent. You need to be prepared. When you are prepared, you are able to receive. And talking about preparation, if you are not accepted Jesus Christ, there is no way it can even be said that you are prepared. So the first preparation you need to do is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. So listening to me right now, I'm giving you the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that indeed you write their names in the book of life. And this one will never go back to their vomit. For everyone that have listened to this broadcast, I prophesy unto you that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The blessings, the promises of God concerning you shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. No more will you experience delay or denial of his promises in your life in the name of Jesus. The favor of God will surround you. His favor will speak for you. Wherever you go, the Almighty God will go with you. He will keep you, will guide you, he direct you. He will not allow you to fall. You will not fail. You will not falter. You will not stumble. In the mighty name of Jesus, failure shall be far, far away from you. Affliction shall be far away from you. You will operate in divine health all the days of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.